sometimes words of inspiration come from the strangest places. So a couple of years ago, I went to get a haircut. That's something a little challenging sometimes for me, but I went to get a haircut. It was right before the beginning of the 3 weeks. You know, we're in that period of time, which is a time of mourning for the destruction, the beginning of the destruction of Yerushalayim, of the Beis HaMikdash. And many of us have the custom of not getting haircuts during this time of year. And as such, I went to the barber and sat down in the barber chair, and I'm getting a haircut. And the barber says to me the following, you know, I'm so sorry about your loss. And quite frankly, I had to kind of scratch my head. I think, what in the world? What did I lose? Hashem, did I lose anything? I said, yeah, I'm really, really sorry. I know it's a tough time for you guys now. And I still was asking myself, what in the world are they talking about? And I asked them, well, what do you mean? What loss exactly are you referring to? They said, well, I heard that something, you know, really bad happened to your temple. And I thought that they were referring to the synagogue. And I was thinking, you know, I'm the rabbi of the shul. I should probably know what happened. Did I miss something? Said, yeah, I heard there was a big fire that broke out in your temple recently. I know it's a sad time for you guys. And it still took me a while to understand. And then all of a sudden, I started to put two and two together. They were referring to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And then I said, oh, yeah, that's what you mean. We don't get haircuts this time of year. He said, right, you know, I know it's a tough thing. Then he says to me, you know, I remember it's been already a few years. It's probably been about 5 years since those events happened. You know, are you guys getting over it yet? I said, actually, it's closer to 2,000 years. Almost fell down. I said, what? 2,000 years and you still don't get haircuts and you're still mourning? How can that be? And then I started to think to myself, who's right? Is he right or was I right? And in a certain sense, I may have been right chronologically, but I think perhaps in a deeper way, the barber was really had the upper one on me on this one. I'll explain to you why. You know, in the world of history, so we tend to look at things as previous, past events. And yet, not only is there a world of history, there's a world of current events also. And the question becomes, how do we view the Jewish calendar? Do we view things in the Jewish calendar as just previous events that occurred hundreds, thousands, several thousands of years ago? Or do we say, yes, it's true, of course they did occur physically, literally thousands of years ago, but the ramifications and the consequences are very much in our hearts and in our minds. And the barber really had it right, that even though the Beis HaMikdash was physically went up in flames almost 2,000 years ago, a person has to feel that it's happening right now. It's very much current events, the loss, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that time of the year that we're commemorating now. And this is not only true in a sad sense, but it's true about happy, joyous events as well. We know not all that long ago, we celebrated the holiday of Pesach, and we all sat down around the Seder table, and we recounted events of thousands of years gone by. And yet, in the middle of talking about things that happened so many generations ago, we reinforce the fact that it's happening right now. And we have to feel that it's happening right now. And we have to relive that it's happening right now. And the same is not only true about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Hashem taking us out of Egypt, but it's true about another festival that we had also not all that long ago, the celebration of Shavuos, the day when Hashem gave us the Torah. We stood at Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, and the question is, do we view this as just something that happened in the past, or is this something that's very much alive in our hearts, in our souls, and it's something that we are living now? And this is a question that we have to ask ourselves, not only during the special days of the year, but we ask ourselves this question every week on Shabbos. We commemorate the creation of the world. Well, do we understand and do we appreciate that Hashem is, in a sense, creating the world, is recreating every moment, all the wonderful gifts that He bestows upon us? Are these things that we feel here and now? And these are very, very powerful and questions that we have to challenge ourselves with, and really makes the difference between a person who is living events of the past or a person who is very much living in the present. And particularly within the realm of the study of Torah, once again we are faced with this challenge. Do we view the study of Torah as something almost of the past? We open up our books, our Svarim, and we read about rabbis who lived thousands of years ago. We read about topics that perhaps aren't maybe relevant in the fullest sense in our lives today. But do we say no? we say that the words, the holy words of the Torah that we are studying, this is very much alive. We say in the davening, Kihem Chayenu V'Yorach Yemeinu, this is our lifeblood, this is who we are, this is the here and now. Each and every time we have the opportunity to enter into the world of Torah study, so we are reconnecting with something which, yes, was of the past, and very much making it something of the present. There is an individual who davens in my shul back in New Jersey, who very often is a very great source of inspiration for me. He's an individual who, until close to 10 years ago, could not read the Aleph Beis, had absolutely no knowledge of anything Jewish, was very, very far, about as far away from observance as could be possible. And somehow, Hashem found him, put him in the right place at the right time, and he gravitated close to our community, became a regular member of our shul, him and his wife, now several children, and slowly but surely reached the point of becoming not just a fine Shomer Torah mitzvah, an observant Jew, but someone who, every spare moment of his time, is very much involved in the study of Torah. And 2 years ago, I received an email from him. I was actually trying to search my email. I couldn't retrieve it. It would have been nice to read it to you, but maybe one of these days I'll find it. But he sent me an email 2 years ago, right at the end of the summer, saying that, you know, it's been wonderful, it's been great that he keeps Shabbos now, and he keeps kosher now, and his kids go to yeshiva now. But he feels that even though he does study Torah on his own, he never had the opportunity to study the Gemara itself, and he really feels there's something missing in his life. Could I possibly maybe find some time to actually introduce him to real learning of Gemara together in a short amount of time, maybe half hour a week, an hour, whatever the case may be, spend a little bit of time just introducing him to the world of Torah. And we started a chavrusa together 2 years ago. We just about finished the second perek of Maseches Bava Kama. That's about 25 double-side pages of the Gemara. We've been learning week in, just about, whatever, I don't disappear on him, but almost week in, week out. And I just want to share with you something that he said to me. There happened to be 119 pages in Bava Kama, so we only finished 25. We still got quite a way to go. But he said to me a very, very powerful statement. He said, you know, eventually we're going to finish at the rate we're going, you know, it's about 8 to 10 years from now, but that's okay, good important goal. Eventually we're going to finish, and eventually we're going to make a siyum. We're going to make a completion of the entire Maseches Bava Kama. And we're going to have a celebration. And he said to me, this is going to be the first siyum in his family in probably at least 200 years. Because, to the best of his knowledge, his parents were not observant, his grandparents were not observant, his great-grandparents were not observant. And he has no way of knowing who was the last person who actually made a siyum. But somehow he felt a kinship, he felt a closeness to some ancestor back maybe 200 years ago who had probably last learned Maseches Bava Kama. And that person who he never knew existed somehow is the here and now for him. That's his role model. That's his inspiration. What that individual did for us was he took history and made it into current events. And I think that's really the challenge. It's the challenge of all of us this summer. It's the challenge for Kollel. It's the challenge for TJJ. You know, both groups have come to Israel for the summer. And we know that many people come to Israel as tourists. And we know there are a lot of historical things to see, some beautiful archaeological things and historical events and museums. And a lot of people come and they tour Israel through the eyes of history. And it's very inspiring, very interesting, very fascinating. One of the most exciting tourist attractions in the world from a pure historical vantage point. But that's not really why anybody's here this summer. We are not here just to look at history. We're here to live history. We're here to live current events. Each and every member who's joined us in TJJ, each and every member who joined us in Kollel, is embarking upon an experience of not only of observance of Torah, the study of Torah, and what we're about to begin to do together, both groups now in unison, is to merge together and to begin to connect history to current events, to be able to take the Torah that each and every one of us has a long, long history of, each and every person in this room, whether a member of the Kollel, a member of TJJ, I can say with certainty there was some ancestor of yours who made a siyum on some masechta in the last 3,000 years. I don't know his name, and I don't know which masechta it was, but I have no question that each and every one of us here is an heir to that tradition, to that heritage. Each and every one of us has a connection to that Torah. So really the challenge, and not a challenge in a negative sense, but a challenge in a beautiful, positive, wonderful, exciting sense, is to take that Torah that was a heritage of our people, of our ancestors, for so many years, and now make it yours. Make it something that speaks to each and every one of you in the here and now. So I wish everybody a lot of great success in your learning Torah and your observance of Torah. And let's really, really make the most of these 2 days and let it set the tone for the rest of the summer and for the rest of each and every one of our lives. Everybody a lot of wonderful success for the rest of the summer. Just a reminder, everybody that wants to switch trips.